It's no secret that Michael Bloomberg is spending a lot on his Democratic presidential campaign, from Super Bowl ads to social media influencers. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports, a lot of that money is going to hire campaign staff in our region. That's good for Bloomberg, but maybe not so good for his Democratic contenders.
The office is hard to miss if you're driving by. There's signs coating the windows saying, "I like Mike" and "Idaho for Mike 2020. Inside the Boise office, you're welcomed by more signs and a seemingly true-to-size cardboard cutout of Bloomberg himself. A white and brown dog lies on the floor nearby as a handful of people work at folding tables.
Hi, you're
yes.
Madeline.
Nice Aaron Hudson you. Is the spokesperson for Bloomberg's campaign in Idaho. She wouldn't say how many people Bloomberg has hired here, but she did say they'll be in offices in Boise, Pocatello, and Coeur d'Alene.
So we'll have hubs in those sections of the state, and then we have teams all over the state.
Bloomberg is the first Democratic presidential candidate to open offices here so far. He's also the first to hire staff in Wyoming, and he's got more people in offices in Utah than anyone else. Some of those jobs pay $6,000 a month plus benefits. Hudson says Bloomberg's big coffers definitely give him an edge.
So we're not waiting on fundraising, and we're not waiting on one field person having to recruit a team of just volunteers.
At last count, she says Bloomberg had offices in 43 states. And Hudson says some of those campaign workers are contracted through to November, even if Bloomberg doesn't win.
We all have the same goal, is to remove Donald Trump from the White House, make sure that he is a one-term president, and get a Democratic president in the White House in November.
And if Bloomberg loses the nomination, she says these offices will work with whoever wins.
So whoever that nominee is, they're coming in to this well-built structure and team that's ready to help them out and get to that end goal.
There will be some challenges with that approach, right?
That's Jacqueline Kettler. She's a political scientist at Boise State University.
If that organization continues to be operated by him and not connected to the Democratic Party, there can be coordination issues, there can be mixed messaging.
That said, Kettler suspects Bloomberg and his campaign may be promoting this idea of sharing the wealth for a good reason. Image.
There was a lot of criticism when he first entered the race, like, why? We already have plenty of candidates. We already have moderate and centrist candidates. Like, why do you need to be entering this race?
So she says this could be his response. He's helping the Democratic Party overall, even if he doesn't get the nomination. Still, she adds, buying up all the talent before other candidates get a chance to.
It is a pretty interesting tactic to try to monopolize, you know, a lot of the experienced campaign staff in a region.
While your competitors are focused on the early voting states. That said, Hillary Clinton campaigned with more offices and staffers in much of the West, too, and lost big to Bernie Sanders in states like Utah and Idaho.
Just because you spend the most does not mean you're going to win.
And money isn't everything. Sanders has volunteer networks built up from years ago. Other campaigns have been working hard to build them, too. Ben Halley is a spokesperson with Pete Buttigieg's campaign.
In order to scale up in a real way, you really need to have a grassroots volunteer network that is on the ground in all those states, that's from those communities, that's organizing those communities.
And it's worth noting here that those communities could be shifting, something Bloomberg's campaign may have recognized.
The old electorate that used to be in the Mountain West is changing.
That's William Fry with the public policy nonprofit Brookings Institution. He says this is one of the fastest growing areas in the nation, and it's trending more purple than before.
It is a region on the go, and it is a region that's growing. And so I can understand why politicians want to be able to be part of that change.
Regardless, Bloomberg is digging deep into his campaign's pockets to reach Mountain West voters before they pick their ideal Democratic candidate in the coming weeks. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.